back again. It's so nice to meet with you like this every week. This is On Target. It's What's in the Grooves that Count. And I'm Mud Marty, your host. I hope you found a comfortable place to listen to this hour of great music. And if you have a little bit of floor room to dance, you might want to do that. In fact, I'm going to start this hour off with some great dance music. Remember, everything I play is on vinyl, all on 45s, and all put together to make you dance, to make you think, and maybe to bring back some memories. Let's get things started with the Invictas.
Don't waste no time saying maybe. Always
That is such a powerful track. Really crazy dancer. In fact, I've learned to play that sparingly. I've been known to actually clear a dance floor just because people are so exhausted from dancing that they can't keep up with that song. And it ends in such a huge screaming row that for those left on the dance floor, it sends them into a frenzy. That's Soul City, Everybody Dance Now. Before that, I played Jackie Wilson, Soul Galore, another great dancer. Started everything off with The Invictas, New Babe Since I Found You, and that's on the Ramarama label. Starting things off dancey like that is crazy, so let's just slow it down a tad and get a little bit funky.
Thank you.
Irma Franklin was older sister to the First Lady of Soul, Aretha Franklin, but lived most of her life in her little sister's shadow. Both girls went into recording careers after learning their trade in the choir at their father's Baptist church. While Aretha found her fame and fortune, Irma fought to clear her own path. She did some fantastic R&B girl group recordings with an LP entitled Her Name is Irma for Epic Records until her contract expired, and then went on to be featured as a vocalist for the Lloyd Price Orchestra for 5 years under the management of Harold Logan. But while she was away on tour, Harold Logan was sadly murdered. When she returned from tour in 1967, Irma got a job at IBM and then signed with the New York-based imprint Shout, a subsidiary of Bang Records, founded by songwriter-producer Burt Burns. In order to keep her job at IBM, she only recorded at night. Franklin's first release with Shout was Big Boss Man, which saw absolutely no chart action. However, her next single would become an instant classic, Peace of My Heart, composed by Jerry Ragavoy and Burt Burns. Franklin was nominated for a Grammy in 1969 for the Best R&B Vocal Performance Female, but she was in competition with her sister Aretha for her hit, Chain of Fools. Of course, the winner was Aretha Franklin. To add to this, in 1968, only 1 year after Irma Franklin's release, Big Brother and the Holding Company, featuring Janis Joplin, released Peace of My Heart, which vastly outsold Irma's version and remains the most remembered. Irma turned her back on the industry, but Burt Burns would not stop calling her, believing that Joplin's success would bolster Irma's, feeding her half-truths about the success of her records. This convinced her to quit her job at IBM and get back to recording full-time. Despite Aretha's triumph over her at the Grammys, Irma provided the background vocals on 3 of her sister's LPs. Burt Burns wanted her to record an LP of her own, knowing she was the stronger talent. But while recording the songs that would appear on the album, Burt Burns suddenly died from a heart attack, leaving Franklin's career at a standstill. To make things worse, the Shout label would lose the master tapes for her sessions, including one song originally recorded by Bobby Blue Bland, entitled To Share Your Love, which was slated to be her next single. This version had a special arrangement written especially for her. One day, while making preparations for the song, her sister Aretha heard this particular arrangement and loved it. When Aretha heard that the tapes were lost, she decided to record the song using Irma's arrangements. Aretha's version earned her a gold record and a Grammy win in 1970 for Best R&B Vocal Performance Female. Irma Franklin only released 4 singles with Shout. Her last was I'm Just Not Ready for Love, which is a true foreshadowing of her work to come with Brunswick on her quintessential LP, Soul Sister, which would be only her second solo album before joining Electric Flag for a very short time and ultimately leaving the industry. She died in September of 2002. Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Irma Franklin.
Ah!
Mmm, funky, meaty, juicy goodness. Starting everything off with Clarence Reed, Nobody But You, Babe. That's on Alston. And after that, The Sensations, Get On Up, Mama. That's on Way Out. And finally, the incomparable, the irreplaceable, the unmatchable, Irma Franklin, I'm Just Not Ready for Love, her last single on the Shout label before going to Brunswick. I was seriously dancing around to that. Love that set. But now it's time to get into some Mod Beat.
Would you please lend me your ear?
True grouping of Mod Gold, starting off with the Alan Bounds set, Baby Don't Push Me, and that's on the Pi label. And after that, The Action with a track called Never Ever, and that's on Parlophone, produced by the fifth Beatle, George Martin, or Sir George Martin, I should say. And finally, Status Quo, Gentleman Joe's Sidewalk Cafe, and that's also on Pi. I love that little breath freshener of Mod Beat, but you know I also love my Northern Soul, and now I've got a real gem for you. This is the Carstairs.
Even you say I do. All because I love the truth. I say I never, never gonna let them go. I say I always gonna love you so. I said you always be mine, said to the end of time, and I will always, always love you so. Now I found the boy that I love. Say I do, all because of love is true.
Drawer Northern Soul, starting off with the Car Stairs, He Who Picks a Rose. That's on the OK label. And after that, the Young Folk, Lonely Girl. That's on the Marvelous label. And finally, the Fantastic Four. That track's got a funky name. It's called Romeo and Juliet's I Don't Want to Live Without You. Play. Just says play in brackets, which could mean that that's a demo copy. If you're listening to this on the radio, you are tuned in to 101.5 UMFM. If you're listening to this on your phone, you're probably listening to the UMFM app, which is free from your app store. And if you're listening to this on a computer, perhaps you're listening on Podomatic. And if not, please go there and start doing that. on-target.podomatic.com will take you to the On Target page, where each one of the shows that I've uploaded are there. Subscribe or hit the subscribe on iTunes button. That'll subscribe your computer to this podcast so that you get a new episode every week. which is how often I put a new episode up. And if all this fails, please go to facebook.com/ontargetpodcast. Like the page if you haven't done so already. I do put the show up there as well for download directly, and I put a link to the Podomatic site. Put a list of everything I've played on the show, as well as a graphic with scans of all the record labels. Lots of places to find On Target. Please share with all your friends and make sure you tune in every week. Okay, let's keep the fabulous soul spinning with Dee Dee Sharp.
Oh,
Dee Dee Sharp started things off there with a track called There Ain't Nothing I Wouldn't Do For You. That's on Cameo. After that, the Soul Sisters, I Won't Be Your Fool No More on Sue. And finally, Marsha Brody, The Right Combination on Hot Shot. And now let's add some flavor.
Thank you.
Hey Joe, a great garage cover by a band called The Leaves. That's on the Myra label. Before that, The Balloon Corps, Up in Smoke on Bell, and started everything off with Flavor, Sally Had a Party, and that's on Columbia. And now I'd like to direct our attention to the Motown Studios with the Funk Brothers and some folks singing along.
Yeah.
Those folks were the Contours. Can You Jerk Like Me? That's on the Gordy label. And before that, the Supremes. When the Love Light Starts Shining Through His Eyes. And that's on Tamla. Some great stuff from the House of Motown. I've had a wonderful hour. I really enjoy hanging out with you guys and playing records for you. I hope you're enjoying it too. Don't forget to go to Podomatic. That's on-target.podomatic.com. I put the show up there every week, and so you could subscribe and subscribe on iTunes or go to facebook.com/ontargetpodcast and download the show there. Like the page if you haven't done so, and share it with your friends. I'm here every Saturday at 4 o'clock on 101.5 UMFM. I hope you'll join me again next week. But until then, I'm going to leave you off with a nice Phil Spector production by The Crystals. He's sure the boy I love. This is on the Phil label, and I think a great way to round out this show. Take care, everybody, and keep the faith.
Always dreamed the boy I love would come along. And he'd be tall and handsome, rich and strong. Now that boy I love has come to me. But he sure ain't the way I thought he'd be.